side. I know Chicago's loop is magical at night. The natives of Cleveland, of Frisco and Boston,
and natives of cities, a stranger gets lost in. All of them tell you their city's the best, from deep in the south and from out in the west.
Perhaps it's all true, but from my point of view.
Noise me so, he said, but everywhere I go, he said, it's noisy, from the time I wake till I go to bed. The streetcars clang, the doors all bang, the great big clock goes ding-dong-dang.
Poor Mr. Flipperty Chip had a feeling that he ought to go away. So one day to his wife he said,
let's try the country life, he said. Let's try it, let's try it. Maybe there I'll find some peace and quiet.
But when they got there, the cow said moo, the owl said hoo, the rooster said cock-a-doodle-doo. Then Mrs. Flipperty Chip found a way to fix the rumble in his head. She said, if you want quiet, you will have to change your diet. Eat more roast beef.
More roast beef?
Lots of beef, I'm sure, is the perfect cure.
And the beef I ate makes me feel so great that there's no more rumble.
No more bumble.
No more rumble, bumble, bumble in his head.
Yes, you've been to Geneva, to Florence, to Cannes. In Venice you have a palazzo. You've a townhouse in London, in Cairo a tent, and a Paris salon, isn't that so? Don't you sicken and tire of this urban routine and feel you'd admire something green in the scene? Did you ever spend a month in the country, a million miles away from it all? Did you ever have a summer romance with a change of heart in the fall? Did you ever know a love light as bright as the light of a holiday moon? And did you ever spend a month in the country that didn't end too soon?
City living is a pretty living. It's so full of unexpected thrills, but there's too much stone, too much telephone. There's too much of everything but trees and hills.
City breaks me down. Get me a train or a plane. If I remain, I will surely go insane. I need a rest without a doubt. I'm gonna take a powder out of town. I can't abide the city. I wanna ride and ride some more under a high blue sky where the talk makes sense and the view is immense. I'm gonna find just the kind of gal that I've always had in mind. I'll get right down upon my knee and ask the little gal to be my wife. If the answer's yes, I know I'm heading west for the rest of my life. I'm heading west. Brother, I'm going home. And I mean home.